Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average man. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Ringside Revolution. I am your host, Brittany Lynn, and I am joined by the best co-host a lady could have, the one, the only, Miss MJ. So first and foremost, I have to ask you, how are you doing? Because I saw that you scored your first ever WrestleMania tickets.
I'm so excited to go to my first WrestleMania. I feel like this has been like a bucket list item for myself. So, Yeah, I'm really excited. Buying the ticket really was not the best experience, but it spent like over an hour. But other than that, like, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm counting down to April.
So where are you sitting at? How close are you? Like, do you have pretty good seats? Are you farther back for your first WrestleMania?
We're, it's section 109 and we're like row 10. So
see, that's not bad at all.
No, yeah, it's not too bad. It's not the seats I wanted. It's a few sections over. But, you know, for my first WrestleMania, like, I just told my husband, like, I just really want to experience, like, being in the building and seeing, like, feeling it, the crowd, you know.
Even though I've been to three of them, I feel like that is one of the most exciting parts, is just looking around and seeing that many other people. So for me, I thought it was really cool, because my first one was Dallas. 101,000 people in there.
Right. Yeah.
So it was so crazy. Cool looking around and just seeing that many other wrestling fans in one place.
Yeah. It's really so cool. Like, even just like, I tweeted officially going to my first ever WrestleMania, and so many people have responded, like, saying, you know, soak it all in. Oh, that's so exciting. I actually had like 320 people like it.
Oh,
which
wow.
I'm like, wow, such like a simple tweet. And, but yeah, no, it's really cool. And seeing like everyone excited for each other. So yeah, it's awesome.
No, you're going to have so much fun. I'll be watching at home. That's okay. I'm skipping out on this one, but it's all right.
You'll be warm at home and we'll be cold probably.
I know. So I feel like, you know, hopefully next year's in a good place, like a warmer place, and then I'll just pick up where I left off. So but before we get carried away, it would be crazy if I didn't tell you where you could cure that wrestling craving, and that's by visiting thechairshot.com for all your news, reviews, podcast needs, and of course to listen to our show. So if you need a little bit more of that one-on-one interaction, you can find us on Twitter at rrevpodcast, that's R-R-E-V podcast, and on Instagram at Ringside Revolution. And since the holidays are coming up and we satisfied your need for all things wrestling, Ringside Revolution, and thechairshot.com, don't forget to top it off with a little something sweet and make sure that you give your favorite co-host a follow too. So you can find me on Twitter at Brittany_Lynn, that's BRITNI_LYNNE, and on Instagram at Brittany Lynn without the underscore. MJ, go ahead and give them the details on your social media.
You can follow me on my Twitter and my Instagram. I have the same name for both. It's MJ_Santi with two I's.
So guys, make sure that you give those a follow. Come and talk to us. We're really cool people. But with that being said, we have had a really busy and interesting week in WWE. And of course, this weekend, we have a lot to cover, because we have two shows. We have NXT War Games and we have Survivor Series. So we have a lot to talk about and a lot of predictions.
Oh, yeah.
the predictions, that's the fun part. So it's okay. So I want to talk about just some crazy moments from this week. And I think we have to start off with, you know, the baddest superstar in WWE right now, and that is Becky Lynch. So, Monday Night Raw, she attacks Ronda Rousey backstage. As close as it was to the pay-per-view, I still wasn't even thinking about that little sneak attack happening. I know it happened last year, but for some reason, I wasn't even thinking about it. So what did you think about Becky Lynch attacking Ronda Rousey backstage?
Yeah, so I loved it. I'm a little sad that I went to sleep and I didn't get to see it live. I had to watch it the next day on YouTube, and also I watched it on Hulu again later in the day. So I'm upset I missed it live, but it was a really cool moment. I think that the ending of Raw really elevated Becky as this badass Becky that she has been. And I think that it's going to be one of those moments where we're going to talk about years from now. And it showed, like, it made women's wrestling, like, interesting. It was like women's wrestling right now is the coolest thing going on in WWE. It's the most interesting storyline. So it was really awesome to see. It's unfortunate what happened to Becky, but then again, that blood made it even that much better.
No, it did. It did. Because, and it's a shame because, of course, when anything happens, we know that everyone on social media likes to go on the attack and send out all the hate that they could possibly think of, which kind of sucks for Nia Jax because, I mean, I've seen the video. I've seen like the one WWE posted and of course some fan videos as well. And you know, that punch to the face of Becky Lynch was pretty brutal, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's just like Becky took that hit and it stunned her for a second, but she quickly regrouped and I feel like she just didn't miss a beat. And
No.
as unfortunate as the injury was, it just like solidified her as like this badass because just that look on her face and that attitude and like blood everywhere, I was just like, oh, I'm so in love in this moment. And like of course an injury, it sucks, but I just feel like it just added so much more to her character and like
Yeah.
where they were really going with her. So I feel like it was the moment we didn't know that we needed, even though, the consequences to that kind of suck. Not really consequences. I feel like that's a bad word.
The outcome,
Yeah, the outcome. I'm
I
like, well, not really consequence, but kind of. Yeah, the outcome of that, it definitely sucks. Knowing that, well, she got a concussion and is her nose broken? For sure. Do we know
That's
that?
what I mean. They said her face is broken, so
Her
I'm
face is broken.
assuming
Okay.
that means that her nose is broken. That's what I'm assuming.
Well,
I never
she's.
really hear it described as face is broken, but.
Yeah, me either. So I'm like, oh, we'll just go with that. Her broken face. I mean, that black eye is pretty brutal too, but that's just from the,
Yeah, and it looked like her other eye, like even though it wasn't like the black
had
eye,
some
like
bruising.
yeah, and
Yeah.
they look a little swollen too. Like I feel like makeup covered what is
Oh,
really
yeah.
going
I'm
on.
sure it probably looked a million times worse under the makeup. I could only imagine.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Probably doesn't feel too pretty either. But she just made it look so good. Like, that's really what it was. So, taking it to SmackDown, obviously, Becky Lynch has been the talk of Raw and SmackDown, which is no surprise, especially not lately. So we know she's getting pulled out of the match on Sunday, which is unfortunate. So she had to pick a replacement, and I like how she kind of went down the row of people. I think it was real obvious who was going to get chosen, even though the fans were a little pretty excited about Asuka when she got to her.
Yeah.
But I guess it made sense for it to be Charlotte. I think the only thing I wasn't a fan of is that hug. I was like, come on, like. Because her character has been just so, she just doesn't give a damn. So I was like, oh, don't hug. Like, don't do
Yeah,
that.
I felt like it wasn't really needed. I think she got the point across if she just gave her like a handshake.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe she just couldn't help herself, but it was cool, like the handshake to show respect after the battle that they went through at Evolution and, their other two battles that they had before that.
Right.
And I do think that Charlotte is going to bring out some great things in Ronda. So I guess we're getting that rumored WrestleMania match early.
Yeah, well,
So
way early.
really early.
So I guess that'll be interesting to see what happens in that development down the line here.
Yeah.
Because I guess, well, technically WrestleMania is not that far away.
No,
And that's
only
crazy. Ugh.
I feel like we just had WrestleMania.
We did. I just got back from it. It took me months to recover from it, in fact. But, so the other thing that I want to talk about, besides Becky Lynch that stood out, and I guess these are kind of like our unofficial hot topics, I guess, because we have a lot to go over. So, Daniel Bryan. So we had talked about this before, and we said if Daniel Bryan gets the championship back, it should probably be at WrestleMania or at some kind of big pay-per-view. So I was really surprised that Daniel Bryan ended up as the WWE champion. But not only that, he turned heel in the process of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about it. I don't think anyone knew how to feel about it because it was so far out of left field. So I think everyone was a little shocked. And I feel like maybe that's why their reaction wasn't what you would expect, because I felt like the crowd was really quiet. But I think it was just because everyone was just like, wait, Daniel Bryan just turned heel? What happened? And he took the title?
And I think that it's also like AJ Styles had such a long reign, and he, you know, was getting up there and breaking the records for, you know, having the title for so long. And for him to lose it randomly on a SmackDown, I thought was weird. But I guess, like, it threw us off, and WWE lately, like, it's really hard for them to do something that we, like, didn't expect. And I guess this is one of those things that they did that we didn't expect, and, you know,
we don't know how to take it.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, because I'm like, I love Daniel Bryan, but, like, now he's a bad guy all of a sudden? Like, I love a heel character, obviously, but I'm just still, like, processing it. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, and then, like, if he... Because him and, like, The Miz, you know, they go at it. So does that mean, like, if they have a match now, Miz is going to be face? Like, I love Miz as a heel. He's so good at it as a heel, and I don't really want to see him as a face.
Well, and then if you notice, too, I think another thing for the heel turn that maybe made it seem less exciting or people didn't know how to react to it is I felt like it was almost a subtle thing. Like, it wasn't something that was really over the top. So, you know, he pushes AJ into the referee, gives him the low blow. It wasn't like this big heel turn.
No.
In a way. So it was just like, I feel like some people didn't even realize, like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
Because, like, he's just sitting in the corner waiting to give him that kick to end the match. So it was interesting. I know he went at him after the match a little bit, but I don't know. This one I have to watch and see how it develops, because I'm still not sure how I feel about Daniel Bryan as a heel.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, I don't think anyone could be better than Becky right now, not even Daniel Bryan.
No.
I don't think anyone is better than Becky Lynch right now. But I think it's interesting, too, for the men's Survivor Series team that, given the heel turn and him holding the championship, that Daniel Bryan is no longer even a co-captain. He's no longer even on the team. So, I mean, but he's got a big match ahead that night, granted.
Yeah.
So, so now, you know, now Miz is running the show there for the team, which I think is interesting because we were really excited to see how they just went really back and forth with each other.
Yeah, I was expecting, like, some arguing during the match and pushing each other.
I was looking forward to that. Like, he couldn't have done a heel turn then or something. Come on. That would have been good, like, just screw your team over or something. But I don't know, Daniel Bryan as a heel, I'm 50-50 on that.
I'm intrigued.
I want to know how good he's really gonna do with it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, because I know a lot of Daniel Bryan's, like, prime. I still wasn't watching wrestling yet, so I feel like I really haven't, like, I've seen him wrestle, you know, for, like, a couple years, but I haven't really, really experienced, like, all of Daniel Bryan like everyone else has. So I'm, like, really interested in seeing him kind of go with another character and being the heel and seeing how well he does with it, you know, and the Bellas are heels and they're better at it. So now he's a heel too. So we'll see.
Maybe it's just because we know so much about Daniel Bryan. Like, we see him on Total Divas, Total Bellas. And it's just, you know, we just know how Daniel Bryan is. So I think for me, it makes it harder to believe that he could be this really good heel character. Like, he could be
Yeah.
interesting. Because I feel like at the beginning, people felt that way about Becky Lynch at the start. Because just knowing how Becky is, even though we haven't seen her on these shows, nobody expected her to do what she's done.
Oh, yeah.
So, it'll be interesting.
I think so. I think so, too. I'm excited to see this turn, and I hope that it goes well, and I hope that he has a good title reign. I'm wondering, like, how long he's going to keep it, and what goes on with AJ after, so.
I know. What are they going to do with AJ Styles now? I mean, there's going to be, I mean, there has to be a rematch.
Yeah, I'm assuming after Survivor Series, they're going to kick in that feud between those two, and that will probably be going on for a while, at least, like, probably till Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but AJ Styles, does anyone else feel bad about all the low blows that he's taken?
Oh, I know. Poor guy.
I mean, first it was Shinsuke Nakamura. Like, how many weeks did that go on? And now Daniel Bryan? Like, this guy's not having any more babies, all right?
Well, he has, like, five, I think.
Yeah, like, poor AJ Styles. Just taking a beating.
Yeah, and I saw, like, a meme earlier, like, and it was with Nakamura, and it was, like, saying that he did that so many times, and Daniel Bryan comes in the ring and does it once and wins the championship.
Which is true.
Yeah. Poor Nakamura.
I mean, doesn't he still have the United States championship?
I mean, but he's, like, not really on TV, so.
Well, neither is the championship, so he's, like, I guess he's the, even if he doesn't want to be, he's, like, the Brock Lesnar of SmackDown Live.
I guess so.
Poor guy. Like, he probably wants to be on TV, they're just not letting it happen for whatever reason, so that's what I'm going to refer to him as now, the Brock Lesnar of SmackDown.
The unintentional
Brock Lesnar. Yes, unintentional.
Well, I mean, hopefully him and Seth have a good match, and it gets him back on TV for SmackDown.
Yeah, hopefully. Probably. Why do I feel like it won't? I don't,
Because you're probably right, but, you know, yeah. Hopeful. Well, <that's true>. Thank
you. We'll see. I feel like at this point, it's just crazy to me, because they did that whole heel turn with him to have him win the United States Championship and then not be on TV. It just seems really weird.
Yeah, he's on a very odd title reign, but hopefully, I'm really hoping after Survivor Series they do something with it, because, like,
I'm just afraid people aren't going to really care about him much anymore, because I don't even,
yeah,
I hardly remember. I'm like, oh, Shinsuke Nakamura, yeah, he still works there, okay.
Yeah, and I hate to see that happen with a title. Like, a title should be something that is prestigious, like, no matter which title it is, it should always, you know, be on TV, not necessarily, it doesn't have to be, like, in a match or anything, but just something to acknowledge that there is a champ and there's a belt. So, like, when there's, someone has the title belt and they're just, like, not on TV or never seen, it just makes the belt just lose its credibility. And so I hate when that happens on TV.
Well, not only that, but when it starts changing hands so much, or the same person just keeps getting it over and over again so easily, there's so many things that take away that I feel like the credibility of holding those championships, and I feel like that's something that they really need to work on.
Oh yeah,
because all of your championships should be of importance, and they're not.
I agree, because, like, even though it's not, like, the main title, it is still a title, and, you know, you have to be something special to get a title in WWE, so don't put it on someone if you don't have the faith in them to have them on TV or have them in decent storylines. Like, he's the US champ, and he's used as, like, I feel like he's being used as, like, filler matches on SmackDown. Yeah. And it's like, you should never use your champ that way.
No. I mean, because if you think back, like, so many years ago when, like, the Hardcore Championship was a thing, and that was defended all the time, and it would just be, like, the craziest random thing, and that title switched hands, obviously, multiple times, sometimes in a night, but it was really cool. And even though that wasn't maybe the most prestigious title by any means, you still saw it every week. Pretty much, it was on TV every single week.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they have less titles now, and we only get to see a couple of them. So
yeah, maybe they should just, like, give it to The Miz, and he'll bring it back like he did with the Intercontinental title.
And he really would. I feel like you could give him anything and he would make it into something great.
Oh, 100%.
You could hand him the women's championship and he would still figure out a way to make it great. And you'd be like, Miz as a women's champion? Like, okay, like this is good. Like, I feel like you could literally give him anything and he would turn it into something. So we might have strayed a little bit about championships here, but
Yeah,
that is something it needed to be talked about.
that's
They need to work on it. So I guess now we have to get into predictions. So I guess we're gonna start with the show that we're gonna be watching first on Saturday, which is NXT War Games. Now, there are not by any means as many matches as there were last year.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think so. And I should have read the article about why that was and why there were less matches and changes, but I didn't. So I can't tell you why that's a thing, but we only have four matches. That's all I've seen anyways. I did a little research and I only saw four matches. So if I'm wrong, I guess that's good. But from what I have, we only have four matches and that's not a lot. So
No.
I'm assuming they're going to be longer matches, I hope, because you can't have well, how long does is their pay-per-view still an hour or is it 2 hours? Do they give them for their takeover events? Do we know? I forget for some reason.
Their pay-per-views are two, and sometimes I think I've seen a couple where they've gone to three, like, or two and a half. So they're like range from 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah, so I don't know how they're going to get 2 hours out of four matches.
I'm assuming the War Games match is going to be a really long match, and the women's title is a two out of
Two
three
out of three, yeah.
falls. So that's probably going to be a while, too. Right there,
And
you can
I feel
kill an
like,
hour or so.
well, that's true, hopefully, because I'm like, how are they going to, like, an hour pay-per-view? Who knows? I guess I should have read why it was that there are less matches, but that's okay. So the first match we're going to talk about and give our prediction on is Johnny Gargano versus Aleister Black. I think this is going to be a really, really good matchup. And obviously, I love me some Aleister Black. Johnny Wrestling, I do like him. I do like him, but Aleister Black is my man. And I'm just going to go right out and I'm going to say it. I'm going with Aleister Black.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Aleister Black. I do think that Gargano probably needs a win, but I don't know if I see like I kind of want Aleister Black to kind of get his revenge, you
Oh yeah,
know, after the
because
attack.
he's been off TV for a while, and he came back, and he's more pissed off than ever. And then Johnny did lay him out in the middle of the ring last time,
Yeah.
so I would love to see Aleister Black pick up the win, and I'm gonna go with Aleister Black. With Johnny, being on the dark side now, I could see him having obviously some tricks up his sleeve. And not only that, but Tommaso, in those tweets that he was sending out before, I feel like there's a few things to keep our eyes on. I don't know if they will reunite them, but it's just those. I don't think they just send out those tweets for no reason.
No, there's always
There's something going on.
there's something to the
So,
story.
and then Candace and her little, she's gotten a little darker lately. So I have my eyes on a few things, but I'm still gonna go with Aleister Black.
I'm going to agree.
Okay. Perfect. Good choice. So, two out of three falls for the NXT Women's Championship, Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane. Last time we thought Kairi Sane was gonna get this, I feel like almost this time I want to go Shayna Baszler. I feel like they gave her that championship back for a reason. And if any of her little friends are nearby, it could end up being the same thing. I don't know if they give it to Kairi, give it to Shayna, and then back to Kairi Sane. So I guess for this one, I'm gonna go Shayna Baszler.
I'm going to agree with you again. Actually, I can
I think
see
she holds on to it.
yeah, I think she's going to hold on to it for a little bit, 'cause I think what they're going to do is not only build her up, but they're going to build up the other girls for their four, you know, to eventually bring the four horsewomen together. So now that they introduced those two, I think they're going to play a bigger role on Shayna Baszler's title reign.
Yeah, and I think the way to do it is to obviously have them helping Shayna Baszler because I've gone to, of course, some of the local NXT shows. I've seen the other women wrestle, and they're not bad, but nobody cares about them. Like, they don't. Like, you're just like, oh, is this match over? And it's not that they're bad. It's just that you just don't really care about them. Right. So I think for them to have any sort of relevance, I think that they need to go ahead and join them up with Shayna Baszler. So we'll see what happens. I feel like they might play another role in this match.
Yeah.
So it sucks for Kairi. If she did win, I would be super excited and also really shocked. But I just don't know if they're just going to just do this back and forth with it. So Shayna Baszler for sure.
Yes. And then I hope it's no offense to Kairi saying I like her, but I hope that's the end of their feud.
Yeah, because it's really not that great.
No, and it's been for, because they did TakeOver at SummerSlam, and then they did Evolution, and now they're doing War Games, so I'm ready to move on.
We'll see, because, NXT, you know, but NXT doesn't drag things out as long as the main roster, so right. We have hope for that, that they will just kind of move on from there. So, Tommaso versus Velveteen Dream for the NXT Championship. I want Velveteen Dream to win so badly. And I think if they did, by some chance, put Johnny and Tommaso back together, I think there is no reason that Tommaso should be holding the NXT Championship. I think Velveteen Dream has proven himself time and time again, and everyone loves him. There is absolutely no reason that Velveteen Dream should not become the NXT Champion.
I really want him to win, too. And I think that he will make an amazing NXT champ. He is so good at his character, and he's mm-hmm. going to make it so interesting. But I actually, like, just have this feeling that Ciampa might win. And but maybe eventually, like, Velveteen does win it, but maybe not yet.
Yeah. The only reason I feel like I want him to win is because I feel like he's had so many opportunities. Like I said, he's really proven himself. Not that he even has to, because I feel like the way he handles his character, his in-ring work speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he's had other opportunities and he hasn't gotten it. So I feel like they need to give that to him. Survivor Series is supposed to, you know, it's Survivor Series weekend. It's a big weekend. Why not let him pick up the win and become the NXT champion? Because he will do so good at it. So good at it. I mean, anytime they give it to him, he's going to do it justice. But I'm ready to see him holding a title.
Oh, yeah. I am too. And I can't wait for him to get the title, because I think it's going to be so interesting and so much fun to watch.
And I almost feel like no one would even really expect him to win, because when he's had opportunities before, it just hasn't happened. They've been amazing matches. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be a shocker if he pulled off the win. I think this match is going to be really back and forth, and I think there's going to be a lot of really close calls. So I'm so excited for that match. I already know it's going to be my favorite of the night. So
it's going to be a really good match. It probably won't be my favorite, but you already know why a certain other match will be my favorite. But you know,
yes, I do. And we're getting to that one. So you're going Tommaso for this one. Okay. Yeah. First disagreement. So, and then we have the Undisputed Era versus War Raiders, Ricochet, and Pete Dunne. I would ask you who you think you want to win. But, you know, I already have a feeling, but why don't you go ahead and let everyone know?
Of course. I'm going to say my boo, Ricochet, with Pete Dunne and the War Raiders.
Now, I do like Ricochet. I really like Pete Dunne. War Raiders, which one's the cute one?
For War Raiders? I don't... I know Hanson is the one that just had the match. I don't...
Oh, Ro.
Yeah, that's Sarah Logan's fiance, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I passed him in the hallway one time at an NXT show, and I was like, don't look back, but I had to. I was on the way to the bathroom, and the locker room for them happened to be in the same hallway. Mm-hmm. And I was just walking down there, and I was just like, look at him. Just look at him. But, you know, we had a moment because I passed him in the hallway and I looked at him and he looked at me, and then I went in the bathroom and I was like, oh, she is so lucky. That's what I thought to myself. But anyways, moving on. I just love Adam Cole, and I just have to go with the Undisputed Era. I just do. I love the Undisputed Era. So I'm sorry, but Adam Cole, baby.
That's okay, because you know what? At the end of the day, I think that this one's going to be the match of the night. I think it's going to be brutal, but I think it's going to be one hell of a match.
Yeah. War Raiders are really good. I think Ricochet and Dunn will stand out most from their team because they're not these super big guys. So when you put them up against like Undisputed Era, I think they're the ones who are really going to... I mean, you have the big guys because they have to come in and knock everybody down every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I think the focus is definitely going to be on the other guys. For sure.
Hansen had actually, like, he had a really good match with O'Reilly this past week. And I never really, like, really paid attention to the War Raiders as much as I should. But I was like, wow, he, like, really impressed me. And he put on a great match. So I'm glad that they chose him because it put more shine. Like, Ricochet and Pete Dunne don't need shine. Everyone knows who they are. Everyone knows that they're great. So I like that they changed it up and they used one of the War Raiders for that match. So I'm really excited. It made me more excited because I'm like, wow, these guys can hang as well. They're really good. So they're not just big guys. And I think that that's going to be a really, really good match.
Yeah. Well, and then on top of that, we have to take into consideration that from the match that was on NXT is that the Undisputed Era has the upper hand. They have an advantage.
Yeah.
Now, do we know what that advantage actually is?
You know, I was actually going to just ask you that question because
I
don't
know
no
that.
Idea.
I know that they're supposed to have an advantage, but I don't actually know what that is. Like, how do you get the advantage in that match? Like, what?
Like, what gives you the advantage? Like, I just don't. I don't get it.
I guess we're gonna have to watch and see. Part of me wanted to Google it and to find out like what it was, but. We'll just let that be a surprise, I guess.
Yeah.
Why not? But that are the only matches that I found for War Games, which again is not very many, but I'm assuming these are going to be longer matches, like you said. Kairi Sane, Shayna Baszler, 2 out of 3 falls. Johnny and Alistair, I feel like that's a given considering. And then, of course, Velveteen Dream, Tommaso, that's going to be a long match. So I think we'll get 2 hours, sure. At least.
Oh, yeah.
So I think all these matches are going to be so good. And NXT never seems to disappoint, especially not at a pay-per-view event.
Oh, no. Their takeovers are just, like, they're just out of this world. They're my favorite.
Yeah, they're going to blow Survivor Series out of the water for sure, like they do every other pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Because they did it with WrestleMania.
They
definitely did. So now we're going to move on to Survivor Series. So Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan. Champion versus champion. I don't even know how to feel about this. Because, like, Brock Lesnar, Daniel Bryan. I feel like Brock Lesnar picks up the win.
I know that
Daniel Bryan's had his little heel turn. And I'm not saying that he won't maybe think of some, you know, some things to do. But you know, they like to ride this Brock Lesnar hype train, so I just feel like Brock Lesnar picks up the win here. It's not like the championship's on the line.
Yeah, so. I hope that since he won last year, they, like, really just come out of nowhere and let Daniel Bryan win. Like,
yeah,
that
would be good, but...
I would love to see Brock lose. Like, ooh, it would feel so good.
Oh, so would I. I'd be so excited. Like, I want to go with Daniel Bryan. I'm just not sure if that really... I don't know if that happens.
No, I would like it to happen, but I do see Brock. I hope he's careful. Like, I saw what he did to the Singh brother on Monday, I just like, please, Daniel Bryan is fragile. Be careful, Brock, please.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go with Brock? Are you going to go with Brock Lesnar?
I don't want to say it.
I know, I don't want to say it either, but I'm just like, so yeah. We're going to go with our not-favorite choice. twisting our arm on that one. So then, Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte. So it's not champion versus champion anymore. This is another one where I'd love to go Charlotte. But I just, again, same as Brock Lesnar, their moneymakers are Brock Lesnar and Ronda Rousey. I don't know. I don't know if Charlotte wins.
I see, like, with Becky being the one in the match, I was, like, not sure. I was thinking maybe they would do something that both of them, like, don't really take a loss or disqualification. Mm-hmm. But with Charlotte in it, I don't know anymore. Like, I could see them be like, okay, well, since Charlotte's not champ, she could take that loss. But then I know how WWE feels about Charlotte. So,
yeah.
But I don't,
then you also have to take into consideration how they feel about Ronda Rousey, right?
Which is true.
Because not only that, but I think even though Becky and them had that little hug, I think if you also, I think to work in Becky's favor, I think you have Charlotte take the loss, which in turn infuriates Becky even more because she picked Charlotte to get the job done because she couldn't.
Right.
Because she's not able to do it. So she picked Charlotte because she's like, you know what? You're going to be able to get the job done. So I feel like if Charlotte took the loss, that also works in Becky Lynch's favor. Because she's going to, you know, when she comes back, it's going to be like, well, you know, you couldn't do it. But, you know, I'm the man. So here I am. But at the same time, she's not really just going to be able to go back and go after Ronda Rousey either. Because they're on different shows.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's complicated.
It's very complicated.
I don't even know if, like, I don't know who to choose for this one.
I honestly, I really don't know either. Like, I can argue for both mm-hmm. winning, oh, yeah, you know, definitely. Like, they're both, like, golden childs in WWE's. I just, I don't know.
We're gonna go, should we go undecided on this one?
I think I would, yeah, I think it's best if we go undecided on this one.
That way we can't be wrong.
Yeah.
So, then, of course, the Survivor Series team. So, Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, Bobby Lashley versus The Miz, Shane McMahon, Samoa Joe, Rey Mysterio, Jeff Hardy. This one's, I don't know. I have to think about those names again.
I feel like there were so many.
Yeah, well.
I'm hoping. See, I don't know. I think SmackDown has to take some kind of win this year. Because
they've lost 2 years in a row.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think it's going to be the guys.
Yeah, I don't know either. Because if you think, I mean, like, just Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman, Drew McIntyre on a team.
Those are, like, the biggest heavy hitters on freaking Raw roster besides AOP.
And the only other ones on the other side, well, like, Samoa Joe is the biggest guy on the other team.
Yeah.
Not that the other guys, but, like, Shane McMahon, come on.
Ugh, God.
The Miz, you know, safe worker, Rey Mysterio, definitely the smallest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. He's going to look so funny against Braun.
I can't wait.
I can't.
Oh, he will. Oh, I just pictured him in my head.
Oh.
Because, like, he's, like, Drake Maverick with AOP, but he's shorter.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh. Okay. Now we're over here like, aw.
Making him sound like a child. We need to
I
stop.
Know. We need to stop. Because Rey Mysterio is amazing. But I guess I go with Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, and Bobby Lashley. So Team Raw, I guess.
As much as I don't want them to win,
I want to be Team SmackDown, but just...
Yeah. In my heart, it's Team SmackDown, but I'm going to go with Team Raw on this one.
Okay. So now we have... we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to go to the Cruiserweight Championship. Murphy versus Mustafa Ali for the Cruiserweight Championship. Murphy has it now, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I really want Mustafa Ali to get it. I hope mm-hmm. I want him to. He's had his title shots before. He didn't get it before. But
I know, and he's so talented. So talented.
I feel like he's one of the reasons that the Cruiserweights was gaining more popularity. His matches, like every single match, he goes out there and he kills it. And you can tell that he's just like such an amazing human being. So it's just like, I really want him. He deserves the world. Like he's one of my favorites on the Cruiserweights. I don't watch it as much as I should, but I keep up with it. And, you know, I think him and Buddy Murphy are probably going to have one of the matches of the night. People are probably not going to appreciate it, but they're going to have an awesome match. I really hope that Mustafa Ali takes this one. I know Buddy Murphy kind of just got the title reign, but
he did. A lot of people were excited for him to get it.
Yeah. You know, so. And he's been doing well, and he finally got some shine being on the cruiserweights. I still don't really believe that he's a cruiserweight because he doesn't look like one.
I know he doesn't. Like Alexa Bliss's man. Woo.
Yeah.
His time.
So I'm going to go with Mustafa Ali because I really want him to win, and I'm really hoping that this is finally his time.
Yeah, I would usually go with Buddy Murphy because I do really like Murphy, but I think Mustafa Ali he's been doing so well for so long, so I would like to see him win it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna agree with you here. I'm gonna go Mustafa Ali just because I feel like he deserves it. I know Murphy hasn't, like you said, he hasn't had it long, but that's okay.
That's WWE. Okay.
So now let's go to Natalya, Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina, and Ruby Riott versus Carmella, Naomi, Asuka, Sonya, and we don't know the last person because Charlotte is in a different match now. I mean, do you think it's going to be like Mandy Rose?
I hope not. That's disappointing.
Mandy.
I kind of wanted to be Nikki Cross.
Ooh, well, that would be good. That would be interesting. Yeah, I forgot about Nikki. See?
I would love for it to be Nikki Cross. Definitely. So I think for this one, though, I'm going to go with Team SmackDown. I think I'm not really that impressed with Raw's team, honestly, not going to lie. So I'm going to go with Team SmackDown, even though, they were still the ones standing tall on Raw. And we know how that goes. But yeah, I'm going to go with Team SmackDown for this, though. So.
I just feel like SmackDown has the better performers in this match.
They do.
I know Raw, like, you know, Natalya, Mickie James, like, they're good. They are good. Ruby is good, too. But I don't know. I think Team SmackDown has this one. I certainly hope that they do. Because the men's team, that one, if they pull off that win, I'll be surprised. I'll be happy. So I'm going to go Team SmackDown for this one. I hope the women kick some ass. Because Asuka, you know, we got Asuka on the team. And
yeah,
I don't know if we're going to have, like, Mandy Rose or we're going to get, you know.
I can see the Raw team, too. Like, with Natty and Ruby Riott on the same team, maybe they, you know, have some falling out. And
yeah, because they're still picking on her, giving her a hard time.
Yeah. So, and, you know, Natty has her grudge against Ruby Riott, with rightfully so. I get it. So I can see them maybe having some drama. Mm-hmm. But, I'm sticking with Team SmackDown.
Okay. I agree with that decision. So Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I want to go with Seth Rollins on this one just because I just like Seth Rollins more than Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'm going to go with Seth Rollins on this one. I don't know. See, now that I just thought about it, I'm like, well, what if Dean comes out and ruins it for Seth?
I know I thought about that too because, you know, they're still having their thing going on. If, you know, Seth Rollins was not a fan of that Dean Ambrose explanation from Monday night. So he could easily screw Seth Rollins over because it builds their storyline. But
I think if Dean doesn't get involved, I think Seth's going to win this.
Okay. I think so, too. So I'm gonna stick with Seth Rollins. But I'm going to say it now. If there's like I was going to say if Dean Ambrose comes out, though, I might have to switch it. But no, I'm going to I'm going to keep it because even if there's an interference, that does not mean that Seth Rollins loses that match.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Seth Rollins. And then we have Authors of Pain versus The Bar. Oh, what do you think about this one? Who do you have for this one? AOP versus The Bar.
I think if they want to kind of show AOP as, like, legitimate, like, a tag team and being the champs, I think I'm going to go with them. The Bar has already been something that's been going on for so long and they've gotten so much success. So I'm going to go with AOP and I think it's going to help build them as this dominant tag team for Raw.
I think it's going to be a good match either way, regardless who wins, because they're all big guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're all big guys, but they can move. They can definitely move. So I think it's going to be a really interesting match. I think it'll go back and forth for a little bit. I think in the end, AOP probably does pick up the win. And I think they need it because they're doing this whole... They're kind of like reinventing the tag team division right now, certainly for Monday Night Raw. So I think AOP deserves to win this match.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with them too. And then we have, why is this like tag team thing so It's just, there's so many people.
It's massive.
I know. So we have Bobby Roode and Chad Gable, The Ascension, Lucha House Party, The B-Team, The Revival, versus The Usos, The New Day, The Good Brothers, Sanity, and The Colognes. And that's so many people. It's just, there's about six teams too many in this match.
I'm going to go. Okay, so I forgot already all the million people that you said, but I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Team SmackDown. I think if Team SmackDown doesn't win, it's just pathetic because they're like, they have the Usos, they have New Day. Come on. Like, they clearly have the better tag teams.
Yeah, they do.
So I definitely am going to go with Team SmackDown on this one.
I'm going to go with the same. I mean, I'm looking at the names here. Like I said, Bobby Roode, Chad Gable. I mean, they're good, but not much has been going on with them, really. The Ascension, I know they're big guys, but, I mean, come on, how many times have they been beaten? Easily. Lucha House Party, I just can't take them seriously. I just can't, and it's not that they're not good performers. At this point, as many times as they keep bringing them back and giving them a new name, it just doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
B-Team,
they're a fun comedy act.
They are, yeah. And then the Revival, I just feel like still nobody's really behind them that much. I mean, it doesn't mean they don't win, but I think SmackDown has a better team.
Yeah, oh yeah, I 100% agree. Just looking at the pictures, you're like, yeah, SmackDown needs to take this one.
Yeah, so I hope SmackDown in general just comes out with the win. Because they've lost 2 years in a row.
Yeah, like SmackDown, this needs to be SmackDown's time. Like, I feel like WWE always tries to bury SmackDown on Survivor Series, and it's like, are you jealous that SmackDown's doing better than Raw? Like, they're still your brand. You should still want them to do well. So, this needs to be SmackDown's year. Mm-hmm. Raw always wins it.
Oh, you know what we do have to take into consideration from Monday night, though, is that, and another reason I think maybe it's good that we chose Raw to win is because Braun Strowman had that moment in the ring with Stephanie McMahon, and she was like, you lead this team to victory, and you can have whatever you want. You can have Baron Corbin, and you get your shot at Brock Lesnar.
Right.
So Braun Strowman's going in here with a mission to wipe out everybody, because he needs this win. And we need Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar in the ring again, because I feel like when they do get in the ring again, I feel like Braun Strowman should take that title off of him.
He should have.
Without a question.
A long time ago.
Because it should have already happened, but Baron Corbin played a little role.
Yeah,
in the last one. So I think there's no reason that Braun Strowman should not take that championship off of Brock Lesnar. So Team Raw for that one. I hope, because if not, I just don't see them not doing that. I think, I don't know, unless Baron Corbin tries to play some kind of interference there, but I don't know, because that would really make Stephanie upset.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting, but still going to stick with Team Raw on that.
Same.
So, I think we have covered everything.
I think
I mean, the most important things from Raw and SmackDown were obviously Daniel Bryan and Becky Lynch. And we got through War Games and Survivor Series. So, that is our predictions for this weekend.
So, we'll see.
And we always give our predictions, and then when we do our review show, we're like, we never even talk about which one of us was the winner.
I know. I always forget. Honestly, I forget which ones I predicted. Yeah. And I'm like,
I think the first pay-per-view, because we did not get to do our review show.
Yeah.
I don't remember which of us won from that one. From the second one, I think I might have, because I think a lot of them we had the same, but there were a couple of them that we did get wrong. But I think if I did win from the last one, it was like barely, maybe like one match. It wasn't much, but I don't know. I can't go on. There's no official record on that one. I can't say for sure.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to try to keep track this time with our predictions and see how we do. But I think we pretty much always have a lot of the same choices besides a couple of matches. So
yeah,
all is fair in love and war. But MJ, I think it's time for you to close out the show.
About that time. All right. So as always, thank you for everybody for listening to our show this week. We appreciate it. And don't forget to check out thechairshot.com to check out our show and other great shows that they have on there, including Pod is War every week with Andrew Ballas and Christopher Platt, along with our very own Brittany. So don't forget to check that out along with ours on the Chairshot Radio Network on iTunes or Google Play or thechairshot.com. And give us a follow on our Twitter and our Instagram. Our EV podcast on our Twitter, Ringside Revolution with no space in between on Instagram, my Instagram and Twitter, MJ_Santi with two I's. You can join me for some live tweeting on Mondays and Tuesdays. Brittany, in your social media?
If you want to find me on Twitter, it is Brittany_Lynn. That is BRITNI_LYNNE. And on Instagram at Brittany Lynn without the underscore.
As always, thank you again. See you next week.
Bye, guys.